www.thebeatsofmetal.com. It's a really nice, well-engineered website, and again, I speak mostly to fans. I'm not trying to sell myself to the general public. I have a nice little percentage of the population that likes me, and I want them to know I have a great website called georgecarlin.com.
Well, if we don't have a link, we will within minutes.
Oh, thank you.
All right. First-time caller line, you're on the air with George Carlin. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hello, there. George.
How are you?
I have two questions, if I may.
What's your name, sir?
Where am I? Los Angeles?
No, I mean your name, sir.
Oh, Zan.
Zan.
Short for Alexander.
Okay, Zan. Nice
sometimes
to talk
I say,
to you.
Sometimes I say it's an old Martian name, but...
Doesn't sound bad to me.
Yeah, well, their question is, have you read... I know you're talking about we being a product of some accident. Have you read books by, like, Darwin's Black Book, Black Box by a biologist who believes that that idea of random evolution is not scientifically viable?
You mean the combination of punctuated equilibrium and natural selection is not viable, the whole Darwinian combination?
Yeah, well, yeah, the idea of the process of it being accidental.
Oh.
You know.
Well, no, sir, obviously I haven't read it, and I admit to being poorly read. I'm usually wasting my time writing rather than reading. But I will have a tape of this show, and I will have a reference. I can write it down at another time and look for it. I do enjoy that sort of reading.
Well, he just wanted to sort of infect you with the possibility that it's not all random, that there really is the God that you talk about that isn't there.
But is he judgmental?
Well, we didn't get that far with him. Oh, okay. I would say there'd be a strong possibility of it, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's implied. So Zan is gone already. Okay.
Wild card line, you're on the air with George Carlin and Art Bell. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning to both of you guys.
Hi, where are you, sir?
I am in Michigan, and my name is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I figured I'd call in and ask you what you thought about all the, basically, the horrors in U.S. history, blue laws, everything that restricts personal liberty, the government killing people, basically the bad side of U.S. history that's never really exposed to a great deal to the mass public.
Well, I'm sympathetic to what you're saying, and my own knowledge of it goes so far as maybe to have read some Howard Zinn and to have read some of that part of history. I've often said when they talk about, you know, there are people who say that we've had a loss of civility in this country, that there's been this breakdown in manners and civility. And I say, well, what civility would that be? Would that be the genocide of the Indians? Would that be slavery? Would that be the Hiroshima or the Nagasaki civility? Which civility do we mean? I think this country has a lot to answer for. A lot to answer for.
Tuskegee.